as long as we're on the subject of disastrous things, hurricanes are too, and it says here that you might have some offering of how, I mean, it was bad in Florida this last hurricane season, really bad, and
indeed
a lot of people just about threw up their hands and said, we're out of here.
Well, as you know, I live in Orlando, and three hurricanes went right over my head this last season.
There you are.
And so, we had a very near fourth miss.
Yeah, so what do you know about this? Is it possible to either disrupt, divert, or otherwise dispose of a hurricane before it gets to you?
Believe it or not, actually it is. And that is one of the most important things I have to talk about. This is a very hopeful message here.
Good.
There was an article published in Scientific American October last year, and it was written by a fellow who's done a great deal of research in hurricanes, Dr. Ross Hoffman. And in the article, what he pointed out was they took the data from the hurricanes, various hurricanes, ran simulations in the computer to see how they would play out, and then they altered some of the conditions, such as ocean temperature, evaporation, and so on. What they were searching for was the smallest change that would deflect or defuse the hurricane.
Right.
Now, there are three strategies that have seriously been proposed at this point. One of them is, as you know, contrails from airplanes decrease the amount of sunlight that falls in an area slightly.
That's very controversial.
Yes, it is. But
I believe you. I absolutely believe you. I've seen some. Did you see that classic picture of the southeast part of the U.S., which was taken from satellite?
Yes, indeed I did.
Oh,
it showed hundreds of contrails all over the sky.
Thousands of contrails. I mean, it has to have an effect on the surface temperature.
Well, it does, and it's measurable. And one of the proposals was to fly scheduled flights with enhanced contrails over portions of the hurricane's path where the sunlight would be cut out slightly, and it would alter the ocean temperature. And this would alter the path of the hurricane.
Oh. In other words, a hurricane wanting to be fed would turn toward warmer waters.
That's right. Understand that hurricanes are driven by heat. All of our weather is driven by solar energy, the sun.
Yes.
And so more heat means a more powerful hurricane in simplest terms. So by altering contrails around the hurricane, you alter the heat going into the hurricane. And that's one scheme that can be tried out.
Well, just before you go on to whatever's next,
okay.
There are lots of people all across this country and now all across the world, Sir Charles, who are somewhat suspicious of what they call chemtrails.
And I've read a bit about that, and I've heard about it. And I don't know how true it is or not.
Yes.
But in all fairness, we have to say that that is actually a very different issue from using the contrails to generate a mild cloud cover.
Well, yes and no. I mean, it's still releasing something into the atmosphere either way, right, for a specific effect to try and achieve.
Well, most contrails are nothing but water vapor that condenses.
So I've been told.
Yes.
Yes. But perhaps there is some testing going on with regard to spraying something or another into the atmosphere. I mean, it's got to have occurred to people that you might have an effect in the way that you're describing. And I mean, the chemtrails aren't that far away from it, are they?
Well, chemtrails actually, if they are what we've been told, they would actually have a very different target, a very different purpose, and they would be generated with a completely different means, injecting something into a jet's exhaust other than what just happens to go through the turbines. If you're going to do hurricane modification, then you certainly wouldn't want to inject anything in the exhaust. You'd simply want a lot of contrail content or bulk to reflect your sunlight.
Uh-huh. How would you achieve that additional bulk?
A lot of ways to do it. One would be to have water injectors in the afterburners or on the outside at the back end of your jet engine.
Well, there you go. We're injecting
and
something into the
flash into steam.
Yes, well, there you are. And so before you know it, like that picture we saw of the southeast, you would have a virtual man-made sort of weather system, right?
That's right. You would use modified jets that had water injectors in the rear, at the exhaust portion of their jet engines, and you would create artificial cloud cover to slow the hurricane's growth. And that's only one of three really interesting scenarios.
All right.
Number three is the most important.
All right, fire away.
I'll touch on number two quickly. Evaporation of water is one of the things that also helps build the weather system of a hurricane. And it was suggested that a thin film of a biodegradable substance like an oil could be spread over an area of the ocean to slow the evaporation.
Yes. You mean spread the oil actually on the ocean?
That's right. Spread a material on the surface of the water that would break down in two or three days naturally, but for that period of time would retard the amount of evaporation. and therefore modify the structure and strength of your hurricane.
How much of a factor is evaporation versus heat, say, if you're looking at these various...
Well, the heat is conducted through the methods of evaporation, through the mechanism, because when water evaporates, it carries the latent heat energy with it.
Right.
So evaporation is a key to transporting heat from the ocean water into the atmosphere.
Okay, and it sounds like you're most up on the third one. What's that?
Ah, yes, and this is a subject that's near and dear to us both. We have both discussed the orbital solar power station concept on and off, I think on every single show I've done.
Oh, yes. Sir Charles, there are some who are new tonight, so please explain to them the concept.
Certainly. Basically, we would put a solar collector in high Earth orbit that would gather sunlight, focus it on a generator of some sort, and convert it to electrical or microwave power and beam it to the Earth for our use. So we would have a system that would gather sunlight in space.
And it would do so very efficiently in space, right?
Very efficiently, yes. And it would beam that microwave energy to the ground or in the form of infrared lasers. On the ground, we would have a catching station that would convert it to electrical power and pump it right into the grid. And another option is we could beam it to offshore stations and use the gathered power to generate hydrogen very, very cheaply. So there's another option.
Mm-hmm. All right, anyway. So that's the concept.
That's the concept.
All right.
Gathering sunlight, turning it into energy we can use on the ground, and we don't end up burning any fossil fuel. And one of the great things about this concept is the microwave generators generate less heat per kilowatt hour than our power plants do, and on top of that, they inject no pollutants into our environment. So we're way ahead on both heat and pollutants.
All right.
When we use orbital power.
All right, Sir Charles, hold it right there. Now, I have a feeling that it was leading toward your third way of diverting or lessening a hurricane.
Indeed it is, and it's very simple. By using the beam of microwaves to change the temperature of the ocean water around the hurricane, we can direct the hurricane to follow a path that we set. Direct the hurricane out to open sea, colder waters, where it dies away naturally.
Oh, brother, a microwave Pied Piper.
Yes, indeed. By changing the temperature, the evaporation of the surface has changed and the transport of heat has changed. And the simulations done in a NASA-funded study by Dr. Ross Hoffman, who wrote the Scientific American article, shows that the system will work.
Okay. Sir Charles, a number of years ago, the Russians... You remember the big fires in Southeast Asia?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. The Russians offered to divert a cyclone, I think they called it in the story, as an example of what they could do. First diverted cyclone for free, they said, and after that they would charge for the service. Now, the clear implication there is that the Russians are already doing this kind of thing, and they said they would be doing it from satellites. So what you have just described sure sounds like what they were talking about.
It does sound like it, and I don't know what the technical details of their system are, but they certainly don't have a solar power satellite or anything of that magnitude in place to do it. Understand the satellites I'm talking about would be putting down billions of watts, and typically the beam is much weaker than sunlight. In fact, the collector for such a beam to put into the power grid would be about 500 acres or a little less than a square mile in area.
Hmm.
So it isn't something you can focus down to a point or do a great deal of damage with. However, you can tune the microwaves to penetrate to the surface of the water and heat just the upper layer of it.
So like you would heat up a cup of coffee in the microwave, you would heat the top layer of the ocean.
That's correct. And it's a very simple plan, and mathematically and simulation-wise, it's been shown to work.